I prayed for months for a baby brother, but I got a sister instead. Didn't God care what I wanted?
God does care for what you want, but He answers prayers in the way that's best for you. Guess what? You're listening to Keys for Kids, and my name is Zach. Thanks for tuning in. Every night, I used to pray that God would make me taller. Well, that prayer was not answered, at least not the way I hoped. I'm still pretty short compared to other people, and for a while there, I thought God was ignoring me. But remember this, God does not ignore our prayers. 1 John 5:14 says this, "Now this is the confidence that we have in Him, that if we ask anything according to His will, He hears us." 1 John 5:14 says, "Now this is the confidence that we have in Him, that if we ask anything according to His will, He hears us." And now let's listen to our story. It's entitled, God's Choice. "Is it a boy?" "It is, isn't it?" Carter jumped around the kitchen while his grandmother talked to his dad at the hospital. Carter was so excited, he almost dropped the apple he was eating. "It's a boy, isn't it, Grandma?" Grandma hung up the phone. "You now have a beautiful baby sister," she said gently. "Her name is Oakley." "No," Carter dropped his apple. "I've been praying for months for a brother." He felt like crying. "It's not fair. Oscar got a baby brother and he didn't pray at all. Why wouldn't God give me a brother when I asked for one?" Grandma leaned against the counter. "I remember how happy your mom and dad were when they were expecting you. When people asked if they wanted a girl or a boy, they said they just wanted a healthy baby." Carter picked up his apple from the floor and rinsed it off at the sink. "I'm sure they were glad I turned out to be a boy." "Yes, but I was a little bit disappointed. I was hoping for a little granddaughter." "Grandma!" Carter was shocked. "You didn't want me?" "Of course I did, but I already had 3 grandsons. I thought it would be nice to have a girl in the family. But another boy was God's choice for them, and you know what? Now I couldn't love anybody more." She gave Carter a big hug. Carter sighed. "I still don't think it was very nice of you to wish I was a girl." Grandma's eyes twinkled. "No nicer than for you to wish your sister was a boy." Carter looked surprised. "I guess I wasn't being nice either." "I know you were hoping for a brother, Carter, but God has given you the gift of a baby sister instead. Remember that He loves her just as much as He loves you, and He'll help you be a good brother to her." Grandma squeezed Carter's shoulder. "Even though a sister isn't what you were expecting, God's gifts to us are always good, and we can be thankful knowing the same God who loves us so much, He saved us from sin, promises to do what He knows is best." Carter nodded and bit into his apple. "So, when can Oakley come home?" So how about you? Do you get upset when God doesn't answer your prayers the way you want? He has a purpose for everything. When He answers your prayers in His own way, He's doing it to fit His perfect will. Remember how much He loves you, so much that He sent His Son Jesus to die for your sins so you could be saved, and trust Him to make the choices He knows are best. Our key verse is found in 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 18.
"In everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you."
And our key thought for today, God knows best. Are you looking forward to a great school year? Make it the best it can be with Keys for Kids Radio's Crack the Code giveaway. Starting August 21st, we're giving away a prize a day and discovering the clues to make this year great. And activate your name for a chance to win the grand prize, a Garmin VivoFit Junior watch. Take mom or dad and go to keysforkids.net and tap Crack the Code. I'm Zach with Keys for Kids.